Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So Adam Kuhway leads off in the bottom of the second. Chinook's in front 2-0. So Rosencrantz on the mound on Adam Kuhway. Who bats at 241 with 14 RBIs and two home runs as well. And sees the first offering in for a strike. 0-1. Kuhway yesterday went 0-3 with two walks. And the 0-1 comes in and finds the inside of the zone, 0-2. Kuhway out of Wisconsin Whitewater, a trustworthy right fielder. Rosencrantz sets, delivers up and a high for a ball, 1-2. Each team with a hit. Rafters with two errors, though. Very uncharacteristic of the catcher, Hogan Helixo, who committed both. The 1-2, swinging a line drive. Hansen comes out to field it, catches it on a short hop bounce, whips it on over to first. Gervich catches it high away from the bag. So Kuhway will get to first. So Luke Hansen made the play, just didn't make the throw accurately. And Kuhway's at first. So Drew Townsend out of Missouri State from Kansas City, batting a 225 with 12 RBIs. Didn't appear in the lineup yesterday. And a rising junior stands in the left-handed batter's box. Kuhway at first, and the first pitch finds the inside of the zone. 0-1. Rafters three errors now. We're only in the bottom of the second. The 0-1, left and outside for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Kuhway at first, Rosencrantz digs in, he'll step, wind, and serve, and skims the left part of the zone in for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, each team with a hit. Chinooks with the all-important two runs in the bottom of the first. Rosencrantz will set. He'll fire the 1-2. Swing and a ground ball that goes away from Conniff. Rolls into right field. Rounding second. Heading for third is Kuhway. He'll stand there now. And a base hit for Drew Townsend. So Chinooks up to two hits. They have runners on first and third. No outs. Rafters on the cusp of allowing more runs. As Gabe Ressler, a guy that definitely can do that, went 2-for-3 yesterday with two RBIs. So batting in the nine hole out of Madison College. And the prolific shortstop sees the first pitch, and it's a bouncer over to Bobo. Stands at third, tags it, throws it over to first to Gervich. And gets it. Late to the tag at third, but knocks down Ressler at first. So one down. And we return to the top of the order. Grant Ross, who grounded out to the shortstop. Luke Hansen last time up. The runner advances Townsend. He'll get to second. Kuhway remains at third. Rosencrantz will look in. Standing on the third base. Base side of the slab, fires in a curveball, pulls away on the right side in for a ball, 1-0. So two runners in scoring position, one down for the Rafters. Rosencrantz will look set, he'll come again. He'll step high and serve, a swing and a line drive that pulls away from Hansen, drops into left field, and Kuhway will get home. The throw from Didowick is not in time. The throw back to second from Hansen, and he gets him. So Ross gets out going to second. A run score. Chinooks lead 3-0. Townsend gets to third. So now the Rafters in trouble, down 3-0. Avery Owusu-Asedu. Who walked last time up. A runner on third. And Drew Townsend. Rosencrantz will serve in on a curveball and finds the inside of the zone. 0-1. So Lakeshore up to three hits, three runs. Rafters, though, on the defensive side, three errors. Rosencrantz kicks, winds, and fires the 0-1 and pushes inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Rosencrantz has not recorded a strikeout. He's had 17 of them this season, but none so far. And the third offering outside and low. First base umpire said he did not fully come across on a check swing. 2-1. 2-1 count. Townsend at third. Rosencrantz stands high. He'll step. Fire the 2-1. Swing and a miss low, but that goes behind Holigso. And Townsend gets home. So the fourth run scores for the Chinooks. And Lakeshore, two runs in each inning here. An early 4-0 lead. And Rosencrantz struggled. So has this infield. A passed ball. The 2-2 from Rosencrantz. Low and outside for a ball. So the count is full. 3-2. This is very unlike the Rafters infield, a team that leads the league in infield percentage. Right now has committed three errors. Another pass ball, which allows a run to get home. The 3-2. Up and high for ball four. Owusu-Asedu will take first. Back-to-back walks for him. And Hunter Grimes, who flew out to right last time up, he'll step in. And the University of Arkansas, playing in the SEC from Kerrville, Texas. 16 RBIs. He also has a home run. A guy batting a 241. Rosencrantz sets in and fires on the first offering. Inside of the zone, 0-1. So no balls, one strike, two down. Owusu-Asedu, a couple shifts off over from first. And the throw from Rosencrantz on the pickoff. Late to the tag is Gurevich. Count remains at 0-1. Rosencrantz looks in. Standing on the third base side of the slab. He'll fire the 0-1 and a swing and a line drive that just drifts away from the third base line. Great contact from Grimes, but he sees the second strike, 0-2. And a game which the Raptors led yesterday 1-0 up until the bottom of the fifth. A completely different story here as they're down 4-0. 0-2 count. Rosencrantz the kick, the serve, and popped away as Owusu-Asedu was on his way to second. But has to retreat back. Oh, and two count, two down. Rosencrantz, the 0-2. Swing and a check swing upstairs, and he didn't fully go as Asedu will take second. A stolen base once again for him. He's successful. 11 stolen bases. That's his second today. 1-2 count. Bottom two. Rosencrantz will look over at second. Come back and fire the 1-2. Swing and a bouncer that goes to Bobo at third. Fields it up in the glove, and the throw down low to Gurevich is in time for the third out. So the Raptors give up two.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning. Lakeshore 4, Wisconsin Rapids 0. Chris Conniff, 25 hits for him on 90 at-bats, batting a .278. He leads off. He also has 19 runs and 15 RBIs. So Lakeshore has already gone through their batting order. The Rafters, well, they haven't yet. Conniff, Alexo, and Sailors are due up here in the top of the third. 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. And Coons serves in a ball 1-0. 1-0 count from Coons, and he delivers in the pitch low and inside 2-0. Conniff last year batted a .250. He had 128 at-bats, 23 runs, and he'll see the 2-0 up in high for a ball. So three straight balls. Rafters looking to get some momentum on the offensive side. They've only had one hit, and it came from David Rivera. The 3-0 schemes the left edge of the zone inside, 3-1. So three balls, one strike. Chris Conniff, the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder, will see the 3-1 pitch. And up and away for ball four. Conniff will take first. And that puts a runner on for the Rafters. And Hogan Haligso, who struggled on the catching side of things. 5 hits on 28 at-bats. He's batted a .179 in total, 3 RBIs. So the Creighton Blue Jay, a huge part of the Blue Jays batting this season, batted a .314 as he swings in. It's a pop-up running after it is the first baseman in Townsend and not able to make it in time. No balls a strike. Oh, and one count. Chris Conniff stands at first. Coons will look in. He'll step, fire, and popped away backside, 0-2. Hogan Haligso had 2 home runs this season for Creighton in a game which he had scored 4 runs against Butler. He had 118 at-bats, 37 hits. And also 19 RBIs. 3 of those came against St. Mary's. And the 0-2 swing and a miss. So 1-2-3. So Blake Coons records his 4th strikeout of the evening. We're only in the top of the third. So his other Creighton partner, Nolan Sailors, also at Omaha, Nebraska, went to Ralston High School. Batted a .307. He had 42 games started and also played in all those 42 games. And the throw down low is a wild one that goes away from Townsend at first. Conniff will take second. So the first air for the Chinooks. And this allows a runner to be in scoring position for the Rafters. One down here, top of the third. Nolan Saylor's batting in the nine hole. A guy that was a standout in high school. And he'll see the first offering and comes in low with a zone for a ball. He helped Ralston High School to their first Nebraska State Tournament appearance in 10 years. He reached the semifinals and was the Super State First Team All Honors in Nebraska after hitting .476 as a senior, just lighting up the stat sheet. 1-1 count with one down. Looking in is Coons with the ball in his glove and delivers in, swing and a miss, up and high, 1-2 on a chest-high fastball. 1-2 count. Rafters, only one hit. Conniff at second. He was walked and got to second off of an error. And the 1-2 just up and away for a ball, 2-2. So a 2-2 count. Rafters looking for another hit. Nolan Saylor is the right fielder. Looking to get his fifth hit of the season. And he'll see the 2-2 that pushes inside on a curveball. 3-2. So a full count. Rafters on the verge of getting two runners on base here, which they so desperately need, being down 4-0. The 3-2 swing and a miss. Strike three, Saylor's used all his power to go after that ball, but Coons gets the better of him. Two down, and we head to the top of the order. Ty Johnson, who struck out the last time up. It was a drop third strike, and he was put out at first. So Ty Johnson, the Flower Mound, Texas native, batting a 3-0-2. And Coons with the ball behind his back. The right fire in, and Johnson tips it off the top side of the bat. 0-1. An 0-1 count with two down. Blake Coons, Germantown, Wisconsin native, out of South Dakota State, ahead in the count 0-1. He throws high for a ball. 1-1. Up to 31 strikeouts, including this game here this season for Lakeshore. A great pitcher, and definitely one of their best. The 1-1, a swing and a line drive that hooks into the left center field gap. Rounding third is Conniff, heading for home. And that is another RBI for Ty Johnson. The Rafters get on the board. And now it's 4-1. Their first run of the game here comes in the top of the third. Shortstop. So Conniff gets home from second. Ty Johnson records his 19th RBI of the season. A one-run RBI single. That was much needed for the Rafters in their momentum. Luke Hansen struck out swinging and shows bunt, pops it up and running after it and making the grab is Spence for the third out. But the Rafters get a run. Ty Johnson, an RBI to left center field as Chris Conniff gets home. So the score is 4-1. We head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, Raptors down 4-1, but they get a run back here in the top half of this inning. So we head to Lakeshore, due up as Joey Spence, who's 1-for-1 with an RBI. He also got the second run of the game. He got home stealing third, and then it was an error from Halixo, who overthrew Bobo. So Rosencrantz back on the mound. And fires in, and Spence misses low. Rosencrantz has allowed 3 hits, 4 runs, 48 pitches, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Very uncharacteristic of him, but he'll still keep going and shoves it in for the second strike, 0-2. Looking for his first K of the day. Lakeshore, 2 runs in the first and 2 runs in the second. And the 0-2, swinging a ground ball away from the bag. Gervich races over to first and tags it in time. One down, and this brings up Brady Council, who walked last time up.
Third baseman, Murray Council.
A Minnesota Golden Gopher from nearby Milwaukee. And Rosencrantz will set up and deliver on a changeup that finds the inside of the strike zone. 0-1. Well, one down. Rosencrantz again. Rifles in the second offering, and it comes in for a ball. 1-1. So Lakeshore 3 hits compared to the Raptors 2, but what's really hurt the Raptors is 3 errors. And the third offering outside, low for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls a strike with 1 down. Jacob Rosencrantz steps high and delivers, and a swing and a pop-up. Hansen clears out the space, comes under it, and makes the catch for 2 down. So this brings up Jared Everson. 0-for-1. And he'll see the first pitch out down low for a ball. Also a Minnesota Golden Gopher plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten. Raptors looking for a 3-up and 3-down inning would be the first time this game. A ground out from Spence and a fly out from Council. And a swing and a bouncer that goes away from the bat. Gervich and gets there in time before Everson can get to it. So 2 ground outs go to Gurwitch, and he comes up big for the Raptors. Having a 3-up and 3-down inning, we head to the top of the fourth. They still trail 4-1 here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fourth inning, Brendan Bobo leads off, struck out looking last time up. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rafters in the bottom of the third. And serving in the first pitch is Coons, and a miss for Bobo. 0-1. So Brendan Bobo from Santa Cruz, California, and sees the 0-1. Lower the zone for a ball, 1-1. Currently in the transfer portal right now. And this is definitely a guy that you like to have on your team as he misses low inside, but fouls back away. 1-2. A dynamic hitter, great in the infield, can play in the infield, can play in the outfield. A utility guy in his swing. Boy, he has a lot. Upstairs, Bobo strikes out swinging. So Blake Coons, once again, his sixth strikeout. And he's only had 48 pitches. Carving up the Rafters right now. So Bobo strikes out twice. And this brings up Jack Gurevich. Grounded out, and he sees a ball 1-0. So Gurevich likes the 1-0 and slices it into left field, but coming out and making the grab is Grimes for two down. Good contact there from Gurevich. Yesterday was the same type of hit that went into left field, but a drop before the left fielder can get to it, which allowed Johnson to get home. So that's where the run came from. In the first. That was yesterday, but right now the Rafters in trouble. Down 4-1. Lots of game to be played, but Rivera misses low for a strike. 0-1. Two down. Blake Coons looks at David Rivera, who got a base hit last time out. And the 0-1 outside for a ball. 1-1. One count. Coons fires. Rivera tips it away. Out on the right field side. 1-2. David Rivera from Long Beach, California. He previously attended Long Beach Community College before going to Hope International, the Division III program in California. And the 1-2, a shallow ground ball that stays fair on the first baseline. And Rivera goes towards him and backs away because he knows and was just standing on the first baseline was Townsend. So that's the third out. A 1-2-3 inning for Lakeshore. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT. If you talk, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can
do it if you try. Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Adam Kutwe will lead off, a guy that who stepped in last time up and got on an error, got on first off of an error. No balls a strike. Jacob Rosengrantz right now. Three walks. 0-1 count. Rosengrantz delivers and a swing and a line drive that drops before Johnson can get to it in center field. So a leadoff single for Kutwe. So back-to-back times, he has a base hit. So Drew Townsend out of Missouri State. He'll step in, a guy that got a base hit last time out. And Rosengrantz delivers in. And left edge outside for a ball on a fastball. Lakeshore still leads 4-1. Two runs in each of their first two innings. Kutwe at first. Rosengrantz checks off over and Gervich late to the tag. 1-0 count. Rosengrantz to set the fire. And that pulls on the inside, finds the strike zone. 1-1. Lakeshore up to four hits now. They've out-hit the Rafters 4-2. They out-hit them yesterday 10-6. One ball, one strike. Jacob Rosengrantz checks off and throws at first once again. Sliding headfirst into the bag was Kutwe. One count. The set, the serve, and the ball popped up left side. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Five that pulled. This good contact there for a second from Townsend. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. But so still yet without a strikeout. And he checks off over at first for one for one worth time, but didn't so. Townsend also one of four Chinooks to cross home plate today. 1-2 count. To set the serve, and a ball skied in the air into shallow right. Conniff tracks it down and reaches out to his left, makes the grab for one down. So a pop out. So he's a guy offered that out to third last time out. going 2-for-3 with two RBIs out of Madison College. Remaining at first is Kootway. And throws over, but late again. He's really had his eyes on Kootway. One down. Jacob Rosenkrantz will set high and fire, and a bouncer that goes over on the third baseline out and away for a foul. And, well, on his way over to second was Kootway, but he'll have to return back to first. So he knows that he's looking to steal second. Very obvious, as it, if it wasn't before, it definitely is now. Rafters have been out hit 4-2. 0-1 count. Rosenkrantz fires, and it goes low for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike with one out. He's allowed four hits, four runs, nearing his 66th pitch. And throws over at first, and again, Adam Kootway making Rosenkrantz work right now. Getting in his head a little, he knows that he's looking to steal second. So down in the count is Rosenkrantz, and then throws over again. Adam Kootway, a guy with two stolen bases this season. But right now, the 2-1 comes in, and a swing and a ball well hit into left field. Running back to track it down is Didowick before the warning track. As getting back is Kootway at first, but Harrison Didowick attentive on that ball. So top of the order we go. A ground out to short from Ross, and he also had an RBI as well. He had an one-run RBI single. Eventually he got to second, but was thrown out at second. So two down. And the throw over to Gervich, and he gets him in time this time. Kootway a little bit late. Gervich right on time with a tag. So that is the third out. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth, Harrison Didowick. A guy who grounded out on a 4-6-3 double play last time out. So he's a guy at the University of Virginia, a Virginia Cavalier. Hit the big time for Virginia, played in the College World Series with an RBI against Florida. So Didowick, the left-hander, will swing and hit a line drive right into the glove of Ressler at short. So that is one down. Good contact from Didowick, but Ressler was more on top of that. So Chris Conniff who walked on his first time up at the plate. So out of Wagner College from Edmond, Oklahoma, a reliable rafter in his second season in Wisconsin Rapids. And Koons fires and finds the zone. Blake Koons, 56 pitches. He's allowed a two hits, a run, one walk, and six strikeouts. So he's been carving up the Rafters offense right now. And the 0-1 comes down low for a ball, 1-1. 1-1 count. Conniff, the left-hander, with the bat on his shoulder, sees the 1-1 and he drills it away, but pulls on the left field line, out of play, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one down. Chris Conniff, the left-hander, and a trustworthy second baseman, always seemingly making the right plays, but he sees a ball, 2-2. 2-2 count, one down. Top five. And Koons will set and serve, and Conniff pops it away near the dugout of the Rafters. First base coach down there, Josh Nikoloff, and third base coach, Orlando Rodriguez. Field manager down there for the Chinooks, Trevor Cho, and the 2-2 swing and a miss, low. So Chris Conniff strikes out, and that is two down. And this brings up Hogan Holigso, who struck out swinging his first time up. That's a seventh strikeout of Blake Koons' day on 61 pitches. He's gone 4 2/3 inning. Two down, and Koons fires and paints the right edge for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Two down. Koons will set again. He'll fire. And that comes right down the plate. Ahead in the count, 0-2. So Lakeshore looking for a 1-2-3 inning. As they force. So there's a couple times. One, the 0-2 and a check swing up. It's 1-2. And Koons will set in again, stands on the first base side of the slab, fires the 1-2 and a swing and a high fly ball into left center field. Owusu Sadu comes out, makes an easy catch for the third out. So a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Chinooks. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Stay with us here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Yeah. Bottom of the fifth inning, and a pitching change in store for the Rafters. Mitchell Whitcamp, he'll step on the mound. And a guy out of Salisbury University, the Division III powerhouse. He's from Bel Air, Maryland. So stands tall at 6'4". And the right-hander, he'll get his chance. Hasn't had much time on the mound. He's had four games appeared in with four innings of work, allowing six hits and four runs. He's also had a strikeout. So the four games he appeared in was against Fond du Lac, Battle Creek, Lakeshore, and Madison. That was all recent in the past 2 weeks or so, each with an inning in those games. So Whitcamp will fire and find the strike zone. He's yet to have a big game and hasn't had much time on the mound, you know, to his credit. So coming in early here and throws the 0-1 on the changeup, finds the right edge, 0-2. Grant Ross here in the top of the order, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI. He had that one run, an RBI single, was thrown out at second, and 1-2 count. Whitcamp stands tall, the right-hander will set and fire low. That goes at the knees of Haligzo, 2-2. So Rafters down 4-1. It was 2 runs for Lakeshore in the bottom of the first, 2 runs in the bottom of the second. Rafters responded with a run of their own in the top of the third, but down 4-1 as Whitcamp throws and hits Ross on the left finger. So he'll take first. So Grant Ross hit by a pitch, and it pays off for him. So this brings up Avery Owusu-Asidu. He's walked both times. He's been at the plate. He also has a run as well. One of four Chinooks to do so. And Whitcamp will fire. Lower the zone for a ball. 1-0. We've seen Mitchell Whitcamp. A lot of the times he's appeared on the mound has been either in the eighth or ninth inning. So coming in here and getting some early action as the 1-0 lifted in the air into left field. Didewick comes under it, makes the grab, and retreating back to first is Ross. One down. So this brings up Hunter Grimes. 0-2. That was Owusu-Asidu's first time getting out this evening. Grimes flew out to right, and he grounded out to third. And a University of Arkansas, the Arkansas Razorback, playing his collegiate ball in the SEC for a great program down there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. 1-0 count, one down. Mitchell Whitcamp, the right-hander. He'll look and check off over at first. So Jacob Rosengrantz went 4 innings, 66 pitches, allowing 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 walks, no strikeouts. Very unlike the Valparaiso alum. Whitcamp fires the 1-0 on a swing and a line drive that bounces before Didowick can come and cut it off. And a base hit for Grimes. So now runners on first and second. A runner in scoring position in Ross. Grimes with a base hit to left field. Joey Spence, 1-for-2 with a run. And he also has an RBI, had that one run RBI double first time up. As Brian Dyer, pitching coach for the Rafters, having a word with his infield as they're all gathered on the mound. Not many times we've seen Brian Dyer step out of the dugout and have a word with his infield because they are so good. Obviously leading the Northwoods League in fielding percentage. They were up and also leading the league in ERA as well, and they had a 3.10 ERA, but they since have dropped down a bit. The pitching has dropped off a little, and this is a team that had a deep bullpen, but right now they've struggled. And you know, yesterday they had allowed 10 hits, 3 runs though, but the two games against Madison, they really had a tough time at the pitching, and it wasn't like this team, because in the first half, what really kept them in games was their defense. When the offense wasn't really getting going with the bats, their defense was making double plays left and right. Their pitching was getting strikeouts when needed. And now Spence out of Notre Dame. We'll see the first offering on a curveball. And check swings on the inside, but comes in for a ball. 1-0. A 1-0 count, one down. Coming set is Whitcamp with the ball in his glove. Glances over at second. Will step high and serve. And down low on a 2-0 count now. Now he spends the catcher. A great hitter for this Chinook squad. Batting a 271. 24 RBIs now on the season. And a check swing inside on a curveball. And this time he does go 2-1. Lake Shore up to 5 hits now. Bottom 5. Grimes on first, Ross on second. Whitcamp steps, fires the 2-1, swing and a miss inside, 2-2. So Mitchell Whitcamp with one strikeout this season, only 4 games appeared in, has a chance to record his second. Salisbury had a great year in the Division III of collegiate baseball. The 2-2, swinging a ball, well hit into deep center field. Ty Johnson running after it, makes the grab, and the tag over from Ross, and he'll get to third. So good contact there from Spence, but Ty Johnson able to field it.
Third baseman, Brady.
So Brady Council, it's his turn. 0-1, he's also drawn a walk. So runners on first and third. Grimes on first, Ross on third. 2 down, Whitcamp looks over at first. He'll step in, deliver the first offering, and it comes low. Haligzo has to reach out and bend low to make that catch, because if that goes underneath him or behind him, sure enough, a run is coming home. Lake Shore looking for their first. A 1-0 count. Whitcamp over at first and delivers it high. Gervich there to make the catch. One ball, no strikes. 2 down. Mitchell Whitcamp throws at first again, and sliding head first into the bag was Grimes. So Brady Council had a big day yesterday. Had that unbelievable play at third to not allow a run to get to the base. And Whitcamp checks off over again. Another pickoff attempt. He's really having his eyes on Hunter Grimes. He's only thrown one ball this at bat. It's a 1-0 count. Whitcamp fires in and a skied ball into the infield. Hansen clears everybody out, comes down and makes a grab, the shortstop, for the third out. So we head to the top of the sixth inning. Scores 4-1 here at Capco Park. We'll take a quick step aside on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Nolan Sailors leads off. He struck out swinging on his first time at the plate. So Blake Coons on the mound once again. Five innings of work, and he's had seven strikeouts as Sailors pops it left side for a foul, 0-1. He's allowed two hits, a run, and a walk. But seven strikeouts, just like Matthew Moeller did yesterday, but Coons has been more efficient. The 0-1 driven out right side. Out of play, 0-2. So the Rafters only with one run, and it came in the top of the third. A one-run RBI single from Johnson. A swing and a bouncer away from the bag is Townsend, the first baseman, running over to Coons, and he tags it in before Sailors can get there. So Blake Coons doing a little bit of everything. And a heads-up play there from the pitcher. So one down, Sailors grounds out. And top of the order with Ty Johnson. 1-for-2. Had that all-important RBI to send Conniff home. But that's been about it for the Rafters on the offensive side. They have two hits. And setting in and firing is Coons down low 1-0. He'll look in, shake it off again with the ball in his glove. And the 1-0 sliced away on the left side out of play. 1-1. Ty Johnson, the center fielder. We've seen him at second base, at third, at short. But here at center field, the 1-1 way outside as Spence has to stand up to catch that ball. 2-1 count. Here, top of the six for Ty Johnson, the left-hander. Coons will fire in a 2-1 swing and a driven ball into left center field. That's rolling into the warning track as Johnson will stand up to second, looking to go three, retreats back to the second base bag, and he gets a double. So a big hit there for Ty. Back-to-back hits for him on the day. He's 2-for-3, and this brings up Luke Hansen. Struck out swinging, and he popped out to the catcher on a bunt. So he's 0-for-2. Much needed for Ty Johnson. One down. Coons looks over on second. Johnson the leadoff there now, and a swing and a low line drive that drops into the right center field gap. Johnson heads home from second. Hansen stands up at second now. And now the Rafters cut it 4-2. Back-to-back hits, and the bats starting to flow. So Ty Johnson gets home, and Luke Hansen with a double. A one-run RBI double. Here come the Rafters. Brendan Bobo, who struck out swinging twice. Rafters cut this to a 2-run game. Coons will fire, and that goes low for a ball, 1-0. Perhaps the Rafters can catch Coons when he's tired. Right now nearing his 75th pitch. He'll look over at second. With one down, the 1-0 comes in and goes low on an ankle-high curve, 2-0. Luke Hansen stands at second. The tying run at the plate. Four-two Chinooks, but the Raptors threatening, and the 2-0 low again on the same pitch. Three balls, no strikes.